This is GPB. I'm Leah Fleming. As Hurricane Dorian moves towards South Carolina and away from the Georgia coast, at this point, it looks like the coast was spared the worst of the storm. For the latest on the situation, I am joined now by Eddie DeLoach, the mayor of Savannah. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning.
Okay, so where are you this morning?
I'm in downtown Savannah. We had a hotel here. We came in, stayed at a hotel last night that had generators and everything just in case we were had a problem, so we could get in and out pretty easy.
All right. What's the situation on the ground right now?
Just like a normal day, really. We got some heavy winds here or there, but other than that, it's really not a problem.
Have you been able to tour the city to survey any damage yet, high tide issues, any power outages?
We had power outages, I think, around about 10,000 people out and around in the county and all, but overall, it's been pretty light. We lost power here last night for a period of time, short period of time, but generators kicked in, but it was out for a short period of time downtown Savannah, but really not anything that we would be concerned about.
Even with the storm moving away from the Georgia coast, are there any dangers that residents should still be aware of?
Well, none that I know of. We'll do a drive-through, check out all the streets, roads, and all that, make sure there's power, you know, always a power line down somewhere, so we got to make sure all of that is good and safe as far as that goes. And once they determine that's safe, we'll be able to turn people back in and let them come on back in and get back with their lives.
So there are people who did evacuate and they're hearing the good news and they're ready to go home. I-16 is back to normal operation. So should they try and return home this morning or later today?
We'll have a news conference to announce the timeline, because what they have to do, they have to do a drive-through for all the roads and all, just to make sure everything is clear and, you know, no trees down, no any problems in the overall area. Once they do that, then they'll bring the workers in. Once the workers come in, then they'll turn around and let everybody else in. And I think the biggest takeaway on this thing for us is the relationship we've had with the all the way from the federal government, president. I mean, I've had calls from the president, from our legislature, our congressmen, National Guard, all kind of volunteers, Red Cross, Salvation Army. Everybody's been working lockstep to make things happen. We moved about 1,200 people out of Savannah to Augusta. Augusta's been great working with us, making sure we had an opportunity to put our people up. So the only thing we can do is, you know, pray for Charleston, hope things come through there and on up the coast, and Wilmington and all those guys, make sure they get through it. If we can all get through it, we can all pray for the Bahamas and whatever we can do to help them.
So thankfully, it seems that Georgia is missing the most severe impacts of this hurricane. Do you think, though, that near misses like this might make it harder for evacuation efforts in the future?
No, ma'am. If there's ever a question about evacuation, we'll just turn on what we saw with the Bahamas and just lead with that story there and then talk about whether they need to be here, because I've never seen any devastation like I saw there.
Yeah.
That's what we have to plan for. People can understand that's what you plan for and you hope for what we have. And you don't know what you're going to get when a hurricane comes through. I mean, that's the one thing about it, you know, is unpredictability is what you do know you've got when you got a hurricane.
Well, it sounds like things are going well there in Savannah.
They are. They're going very well, and we've been blessed.
All right. Eddie DeLoach is the mayor of Savannah. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yep. Well, I sure appreciate it. Thank you for calling us.
And you can find all of our extended coverage on Hurricane Dorian at gpbnews.org. This is GPB.